It's beautiful. I wish it was just a little bit warmer. An announcement to make. I'm a winner in my dreams. Every once in a while, I'll feel lucky, you know. That's only a dollar. I'm not likely to win. What I'm buying for my dollar is a daydream. You know, a daydream about what I would do. Unlimited time at the beach. Replacing the roof. Retiring, maybe. Hiring help to make my life easier. Best of all, throwing a fabulous week-long party on a privately rented cruise ship for all my family and friends. You can come too. Because daydreams are fun, you know? So, here's my daydream, and then I lose completely and totally. Not even one number matches. And after I get over the disappointment, I turn my attention to all that I have. And after all, what do I really need? You know? Long, long, long ago, there was a medium. This was back when I first realized that such people existed. Who said to me, "You will never be rich, but you will always have enough." And one of the prayers in our spiritualist book of prayer says, "Help us to know that right now, this minute, we are perfectly all right. Each of us has everything we need to live in this moment. We do not lack anything." Yet we're told all the time we have to work hard to be successful. Put the pedal to the metal. Put the nose to the grindstone. That's the way to have all you deserve in life. Whoever imagines that it's this belief that makes it hard for us to have abundance. Yet there it is. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Perhaps you've heard of Marilyn Autry. Some of you who've been here a while have heard of her. And if you're a CSE member, you'll find her name in our membership directory. So she lives in Florida, so we don't see her very often, but she's written a lot of books. This is one of them. It's called River of Life, or How to Live in the Flow. She signed it for me last October at our convention, and I just now was getting around to reading it. And in it, she weaves together the ways living in accordance with natural law allows us to live in the flow. So this talk is going to lean heavily on her insights. Natural law. If you're not familiar with the term, sometimes it's called universal laws, or it's also referred to as spiritual laws, laws of nature, the laws of God. The unwavering and unchanging principles that govern every aspect of the universe. They're the rules of the game, the means by which our world and the entire cosmos continues to exist, to thrive, to expand. It's how everything works. In this world today, reasonable size and ever-growing number of people who are starting to realize, they're waking up and becoming aware of these universal laws. And yet the vast majority of people still believe that things in life just happen as they will. Spiritualists understand the gifts that flow from consciously harmonizing with universal law. And by the way, if you want to learn more about natural law, we're going to be offering some classes starting in, is it May, Deidre? Yeah. Okay. Reverend Autry lists 76 spiritual laws and 35 physical laws, gravity, for example. And today, I'm not going to talk about all of them. I'm going to talk about one and just mention three others that are closely related. So, lottery ticket. The law of abundance presents to us the simple fact that there is an unlimited source of everything we need or could ever want. And just when that's starting to sink in, it goes on to say, this great abundance is already ours. It's infinitely available to all of us all the time. To grasp how it works, just think of the sun, you know. It's a light that's shining all the time in all directions. It illuminates everything, bringing clarity and giving life. It's infinitely available to us. Doesn't matter who you are. There it is. Well, the law of abundance is about infinite energy constantly flowing. And here's the key. If it's so easy, why isn't it working for me? Tapping into this law depends on your ability to live in the conscious awareness of the source of all things. So to live in it, you have to keep it consciously in your mind. Meditation is an excellent way to get closer to this. To open to the law of abundance, you must be willing to become aware of where you focus your attention and what you believe to be true. This is where the law of thought comes in. We know that all the natural laws are interconnected. The law of thought is absolutely essential in applying the law of abundance because it is a matter of where you focus your attention. Okay, you know that everything, just everything, is energy, including us. We're always vibrating. And what we focus on, our attention on, changes how we vibrate. So if you learn to live in a sea of harmony with natural law, and you're thinking supply and abundant, you draw energy into your conscious awareness. Conversely, when you give more attention to the lack of what you want rather than the fulfillment of what you want, you're actually blocking yourself from attracting abundance. See, I don't have a flat screen TV. I lack a flat screen TV. I don't have any friends. I lack friends. You see? So, when you do this, the principle of like attracts like is there, reinforcing and recreating the lack of what you want. And this principle, like attracts like, is very interesting. It's part of the law of attraction, which is very closely connected to the law of abundance. Like attracts like. So as you bring the law of abundance into your daily life, your energy changes, and your energy will draw others to you who are in sync with your energy, your vibration. And they too are seeking abundance spiritually and materially. Under the law of attraction, when you give attention to the lack of what you want rather than the fulfillment of what you want, you change your vibration to attract, to draw to you the lack of what you wanted. Many years ago, they don't even call it this anymore, I think. It was in a class for Silva Mind Control. And one of the things we were learning was how to replace a negative thought with a positive one or a better outcome. So, for example, you've tripped on a step in the path, and as you approach that step, maybe a memory of that tripping comes into your mind. So you say, cancel, cancel. and you banish any image of tripping and you replace it with an image of taking that step confidently. It works that way for, you know, for everything. Banish it from your mind and replace it. Okay, so we're talking about abundance. What's abundance? It's not about money, although it doesn't exclude material riches. And of course, that's what this is focusing on. But it's about an increase of love and light and joy, well-being, creativity, exuberance, prosperity, gratitude, an abundance of all these things, and an ever-deepening, awe-filled awareness of who we are. So abundance encompasses your friendships, your health, your peace of mind, all your relationships, including your connections with those in spirit. Remember that raising your vibrations is a key to mediumship as you align with the vibrations of the unseen. So if you're interested in developing those skills, this is a good place to begin. And who controls your own abundance or supply? You do. When you come into attunement with the source, you'll find that you continuously produce your needs and your desires. Because here it is, your abundance is really an outward expression of your inner being. There's a caveat now to the law of abundance. Continuous flow is necessary for this to work in your life. You must have proper intent. So when you apply the law of abundance, remember that greed and hoarding, stashing your abundance away, is going to block the flow. And as you open to abundance, you'll find yourself being more open to helping those in need, whether it's a material need or otherwise. You'll find yourself being more compassionate, more willing to listen. Just remember, continuous flow is necessary for this to work in your life. You must put yourself in the flow of the great cycle of giving and receiving and be on both sides of it all the time. So by demonstrating this law in your life, you're also teaching others the way to abundance in their lives. The last natural law that I'm going to mention is the law of cause and effect. Every action has an appropriate reaction. Now, you may find this to be true in different ways in different situations, but there are no exceptions. Every action has an appropriate reaction. And so the way this ties into the law of abundance is, if you allow negativity to enter into your thinking, there will be consequences. So open up and let the sun shine in. Let the law of abundance work in your life to bring you what you want. It's going to depend on three things. Number one, where you focus your attention, either on the fulfillment of abundance or on the lack of it, either on positive thinking or negative thinking. Number two, accepting the truth that there is an unlimited source of everything you need or could ever want. And number three, what you believe about yourself. Embracing the knowledge that you deserve this infinite abundance. They say as simple as 1, 2, 3. You know, in writing this talk for today, I kind of realized something. You know, I've got that winning lottery ticket. I had it all along, but I didn't realize it. So bless you in your own quest for more.